The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever tried to fish with a net? I've never tried it myself. I've watched it happen on, YouTube and other means. It's kind of fascinating, but all I can say is after I've watched it, I've said immediately, I'm glad someone invented a rod and a reel. Keeping that in mind and that image, what Jesus asks of the apostles, put out into the deep that net, put it out there in the deep water for a catch. What he was asking of them was impossible. Keep that in mind. Because one thing I wanted to say is it's come to my attention that for some of our youth in the parish, if you are considered a youth, sometimes at different parts of the world and country we call them utes. If you are a youth, someone told me that the youth of the parish think Mass is boring. Is that true? I'm just curious. Maybe it's not just the youth of the parish. I want to apologize because I don't know if I have the ability to make church, mass, and religion as exciting as we might want it to be. Although I think it's exciting. It's hard to compete today with video games and smartphones and all the things that occupy our attention. They catch our attention so quickly. I really do desire for all of us to love God, the church, and our Catholic faith. That's the goal here. That's why we're here, to encounter the saving love of God. I do want to try to relate to the struggle that young people, and I think all people, have. Namely, should I make a real commitment to Jesus? It's a really hard decision. It was for the apostles, I can assure you. Jesus and the church, or Jesus and the church, or me and what I want? This is the decision. Jesus and the church, or me and what I want? I repeat, I think this is a problem at every age. When I was young, I wanted to play American football, and I thought that I wanted to do nothing else. I was quite wrong. I wanted to play video games. When I was young, Nintendo was invented, and it was great. And I wanted no one to bother me. I'm playing my games. I wanted to hang out with friends, and I wanted to go to the movies, and I wanted to have fun. All things that, in of themselves, aren't evil. And then I got to college, and something happened. All of the things I wanted to do, they didn't fulfill my life. I wasn't happy. I wasn't having fun. And one day when I was in college, I decided I would go to the local chapel, and I prayed there in the chapel where Jesus was in the Blessed Sacrament. And I could hear one thing. I was really coming to God saying, I need help. I need direction. I need to know what you want. And I could hear just one thing. I could hear this. I love you. I love you. And when I left, I was changed. Now, I loved God, but really it was kind of a small, kind of a selfish love. I loved him enough to get what I needed. But what I didn't consider is that no matter what, I am loved by God. I am loved, and that makes all the difference. It's what heals us. It's what brings us true happiness. It's where fulfillment lies. So think about Jesus in this boat with his apostles. Jesus from the boat of St. Peter, he looks at us and he says, go and proclaim to the world Jesus loves you. He stands in the boat, which is an image of the church in the Bible. Jesus is inviting the world to get into the boat. Be an active member of the church and the mission of Jesus. This mission is go out into all the world and share the good news of the Lord. Be a part of that call of Jesus to the world. Isaiah, the prophet, heard this voice from God say to him, who will go for us? Who? And Isaiah responded, here I am, send me. What keeps us from saying to God, yes, I will go, send me? St. Paul is reflecting on his call from Jesus to go and preach the gospel. Paul says, I was born abnormally. I persecuted the church of Jesus. I was not a good choice to be an apostle of Jesus. But Jesus still called me. Jesus called Paul to the life of an apostle. You might say similar things about yourself, or you might hear similar things like, I'm not really a religious person, I'm just spiritual. You can't separate those two things, by the way. But well, that's another homily. Or you might hear, I'm not that interested in church, or I'm not worthy of God, or I would rather do anything else, or God, leave me alone. Just leave me alone and let me live my own life. So here's a really good question to ask ourselves. Does this life really belong to me? St. Paul said it didn't. He said, and not in this scripture, but he said in one of his letters, the life I'm living is not my own. Christ is living in me. Jesus said to Peter, and here's where we get to this, put your nets out into the deep water. In the fisherman world, in the professional world of fishing, especially at the time of Jesus, you never threw your nets in deep water. He says to Peter, put out your nets in that deep water for a catch. You will find fish there. You will find a catch. And Peter knew that this was wrong because Peter was a professional fisherman and pretty good at it. He had many boats. He was out there every day. He worked and he knew how to do it. He knew it better than Jesus, who was a builder and a carpenter. They had different lives professionally. And so Peter's like, okay. He knew that fishing nets were meant for shallower water. But Peter also had to make a decision in this moment when Jesus tells him this. And his decision was, I'm going to trust Jesus. And what happened? They pulled in so many fish that the boat was sinking. Do you know what happens when you come to Mass, when you listen to the readings, when we pray together as the church, when we receive the Eucharist together? When we come together here, it's that net that's pulled us in. And when we come here to encounter Jesus, Jesus is loving you. You actually don't have to do too much when you come to Mass. It's Jesus who is doing amazing, beautiful things for you, for us. If you do not come to Mass and receive this love, if we don't turn to the Lord in prayer daily, if we don't seek the Lord where he may be found, then the world will not be able to hear the truth of Jesus. Jesus who says, I am with you. I love you. I will show you the way to the Father. I will make all your paths straight. Do not be afraid. Don't live your life just for yourself. Live the life of an apostle. And say to Jesus, here I am. Send me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.